So what, we've had two that's retired here this year?
We've had three that's retired.
Yeah, there'll be three.
Yeah.
Now, one, it probably would not affect, correct?
I think just two that is.
Two that it would affect.
And I'll tell you, from the experience that I went through with the county earlier when they had the buyout incentive, you need to find a retirement too. If you have people with.
We've done that.
A different job, call it retirement, to advantage of the county because of that, so you need to find a retirement.
And those questions have been brought up.
That's the part of the policy, so.
Yeah, I don't know that we can dictate some of those things, though. I don't know that we can say, hey, we'll do it, and then, because they're paying for it. And we'll, if you get another job, we're going to quit allowing you to pay for insurance through us. I don't know.
And I, Cox Health Plan, whatever health plan we're with, should have the specifics for each entity that they work with, so our policy would mirror their requirements.
I would bet that they come to give you a cookie cutter policy to start with.
It would need to be plan specific.
Well, but our insurance coverage, they know what our plan is.
We've been working with them extensively, and that's what we're trying to get worked out with them. They're checking with other policies, and Ruth or Don can speak to that. And that's why it's taken a little time. They've had the flu, some of those people that work on that.
If you guys don't mind, I mean, if we get policy that we make, we're gonna, I would love to send that to the county and say, if you guys see anything that really throws up red flags, just because I. Some of them have had experience with it, so they may be able to do it. But I would want you to, unless you say, okay.
Well, I don't disagree with that. The problem is sending to some other county. You know, we just got back from CCAM, and you guys have your different auditors, and I mean, everybody has their different. 90% of the counties probably don't deal with the same stuff that we deal with. And so it just changes the dynamics, and it changes. That's why I asked what the size of the county that, you know, but when you said Clay County was.
Most of the head auditors are going to be.
They're going to be.
We're on the low end of those head auditors.
We're on the low end, but we have different income. We still have our own sets of challenges.
You can check, but I believe Clay County does their insurance on what we call the health savings plan. I don't believe they operate the same.
Was it called HSA, or where they put their own? Yeah.
They're not the. They do not.
I'm not sure, but I think maybe both of them have made comments about it, or at least associated partially self-insured.
Yeah.
Clay, I know, does. I visited with them, and it's a health savings plan.
You guys need to be aware that that is probably something we need to be looking at also.
We discussed that with the agent.
with our recent, last 2 years' worth of claims, mm-hmm. It's not even.
Those claims are worked out, but then you have a claim. You know what you're just getting. If you got a good plan. You buy insurance then, you just buy it for.
Yeah, you buy
a
right.
So what we've been looking at is the sheriff can retire at 55 employees.
Deputies, yeah.
Deputies. The deputies only?
Well, yeah, I haven't even thought about how it would affect
the others.
I'm so far away from retirement age, I haven't thought about that for elected officials. So.
Any deputies? Are the correction officers considered deputies? Just the deputies and the sheriff and sheriff?
Anybody that's served by the jury again.
Commissioned. They're commissioned.
That's my word.
Thank you.
Commissioned.
Okay. So they can retire at 55, and all other county employees, the retirement age is 65, the way, no?
No, loggers is 60.
To get Medicaid, or Medicare, or whatever it is, would be the 65.
So there'd be that gap.
But the
Retirement age for surf and loggers
is 60 and 62.
Yes.
65 comes into play, that's where the insurance.
The Medicare comes in.
At this time.
But what we were talking on this insurance, because the sheriffs, the commissioned officers are set up at 55.
Yes. So they would have the 10-year span at this time with Medicare being 65.
So we were discussing that they would, if we went with the employee retirement paying their own insurance, that they would, at 55, or all county employees would be eligible at 55, and then they would just know that they couldn't actually get their retirement until 60 or 62 from.
No, they can do it at 58 with a penalty, right?
Yes, they can with a penalty.
Well, you have to pay the government a good penalty on that, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just saying the employees can do it.
And those are things that Ruth, Human Resource Director, is working on to see so the employee would know what it would mean to them if they took their early retirement.
Right? Yes, that's correct.
So general county employees can take an early retirement at 58? Is that what you're...
It's 58 and it's got a penalty.
Okay.
But they would really need to be aware that it's going to cost them quite a bit.
And we, and somebody's going to stay on our insurance for 7 to 8 years, it's going to cost us. Even if they're paid for it, that would be combined. It's going to cost us rent wise.
You think it's going to be an expense to the county if they're out of state? Pardon?
Rent wise. I think it will cause our rate to go up. That's not something I can really answer, but I suspect that it will, based on what I've been talking with the other auditors and what I've been told by insurance agents and stuff. I believe that we don't have a limit on how long they can do that, how long they can stay on insurance.
Well, I think a lot of it goes back to they're going to remain employed, so they're going to be on our insurance and cause our rates.
I would guess that maybe your people that might be going to retire at 55 might stay with us to see. I don't know if you're going to stay past that. Good question.
You know, you really should have been up here at the mic when you were talking, because you're, no, I didn't mean in place of you, but.
It would be age, I mean, it would be based on age. If you were to look at it, the big picture, if someone was to stay until they reach 65 to retire, mm-hmm. versus the age population and the health, it's kind of, that would kind of be difficult. I mean, you could come up with a model for that, but hiring at a lower rate, it could be better. Maybe just depending on how many people were retiring, or
are we allowed to have the information that are not names or anything, but they for the insurance company to give us data to tell us what our claims are between the what they have been for the last year or so between the age of 55 and 65 with the retirement. That would give us an idea. No names, just the expenses comparison. Then we would, which doesn't mean there's no guarantees that we get up tomorrow, but we
sure.
would have data.
I'm sure they have some type of information or mm-hmm. some type of comparison that they can provide. It would be good to get a representative also if this is going to be something that's adopted, to get a representative from Cox, from Social Security, from, you know, just to kind of, because the Social Security age is changing, and John was mentioning tying the Social Security and the Medicare, because the Medicare age is going to most likely change. That's why instead of saying 65, to throw in the Medicare, so.
Got it. John wealth of information, and I think he's right. I think you probably see the Medicare age change too.
Well, that's who we've been talking to and trying to get all the information from. we'll see. Did you gentlemen understand that maybe he'd be available this afternoon?
Yeah, I was trying to get a hold of him to see if he was able to come by. So we'll be here at 1, so we can find out if he can do that, and we can bring it back up then.
How are we posted? We can bring it back up because we've already...
Yeah.
Okay, continue it then. Okay. Thank you.
Alarm monitoring service agreement, advanced cabling. This is the one. I have a letter from the commission's attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated February 8th, 2018, and he's identifying concerns with the proposed alarm monitoring service agreement between Advanced Cabling Headquarters and Taney County. Based on those concerns, he did not recommend approval of the agreement as written. However, he understands that those concerns have been communicated to the vendor's representative, and the vendor remains unwilling to vary from the terms contained in the proposed agreement. I will note that the annual dollar value of this agreement is quite low. While the provisions identified are particularly onerous to the county, erroneous, the amount of the agreement has the effect of reducing the legal risks associated with the terms contained in the proposed agreement. All things considered, further, I understand that the animal control facility is currently receiving service from this vendor. Due to the vendor's position, it is ultimately a business decision of the county whether to accept the terms of this agreement as written despite the problematic provisions, or to reject the agreement in its entirety and seek other solutions or vendors for alarm monitoring services at the animal control facility. So,
is the name of the company? What's the name of the company?
Advanced Cabling.
I believe that it's $500 a year.
Due to the fact that, that we were broke into the back door because of non-working sensor, and the importance of having everything working, and we've not been able to pay them for January because we don't have an agreement, and it just being for the annual amount of $500, I would make the motion that we do enter into the agreement for the year of advanced cabling between Taney County for animal control security.
Does it give a time on the, is it a 1 year, 2 year, month to month? Does it even say what it is?
1 year is what I was told.
I'm just trying to find it, because there's an increase as a monthly charge after the expiration of 1 year from the date of execution of this contract. Okay. ACS shall be permitted to increase monthly charges.
I think we have a motion, but we're having some discussion.
I don't know if it's proper or not, but I did have maintenance to check doing to see how compared to what we had, and they had no issues.
Second with discussion, you said you had them check other companies.
I asked